First, the single finalist in the search for a new UW system president took questions yesterday in an open virtual campus forum. Jim Johnson is currently president of the University of Alaska system. His candidacy has gotten some pushback from thousands of staff, faculty, and students at UW who say they want to start the search over entirely. A note for listeners before we get started, WPR is under the administration of UW-Madison. Kelly Meyerhofer is an education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. She covers higher education. Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what did we hear from Jim Johnson yesterday?
So Mr. Johnson, he participated. There was one campus forum that was open to the public, and he got about a dozen questions from faculty and staff, and there was one student who was also allowed to ask questions. He talked about how he wants to strengthen shared governance in Wisconsin, and that's the like decision-making process where faculty and staff and students provide input and lend their expertise to broad decisions that are made at the system level. So he said he wants to strengthen that. He also talked about how he wants to advocate for more state money for the system by visiting lawmakers like within their districts and developing close relationships with them.
I want to check in on one of the things he said. This is Johnson answering a question about how he would make sure students could attend local campuses closer to where they live.
I don't think it would be fair to students where they live across the state to simply shrink the University of Wisconsin into the great big cities. That's not to say that those institutions are not great. They are there in Madison, Milwaukee. But I think it's absolutely critical that students have access as close as possible to home, but it's got to be cost effective as well.
And that's been a theme with the current administrator, current president Ray Cross. The campuses around the state staying open, but maybe reducing the number of majors that they offer, consolidating those. Did that come up as we heard from this candidate?
Yeah, the UW systems plan to start looking at like academic programs and potentially cutting some of them. That specific plan did not come up. Dr. Johnson didn't bring it up, but I mean, he talked a lot about like college access and program cuts, which is interesting because he's, you know, confronting a lot of those same problems at his own campus in Alaska. And just last week, the Board of Regents there voted to cut or reduce, I think it's like more than like 40 programs.
I want to go back a little bit and look at this process. It's unusual, I understand, to go through the process and end up with only one finalist. Can you talk about how we ended up there?
Yeah, previously, under state law, the UW system, whenever there were high-profile positions like this, searches for these positions, they had to name multiple finalists. The university's leaders have long pushed for changes to that law that they say, you know, need to protect applicants and their confidentiality. And in 2015, a change was made that allowed them to only publicly name applicants that are seriously considered for final consideration. So they can, this is a case where they say, oh, well, there was only one applicant who's seriously considered for final consideration. So they are complying with the law. But this is the first time for a system presidential search that there's only been one finalist named, and a lot of people have problems with that.
And do I have this right? Some potential finalists had pulled out of the process before the part where their names came out in the public because they didn't want to look bad to their current job?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of been a trend throughout all of higher education where, you know, leaders are reluctant to be publicly named because then people at their current campus will think, oh, they're not committed, they're looking to leave, and then if they don't get the job, it just puts them in a really awkward position. In this specific search, the search committee chairman said the coronavirus played a role in that the leaders, the other applicants, were hesitant to be named because it would affect their ability to respond to the coronavirus on their campus.
We're talking to Kelly Meyerhofer, higher education reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at the quest to fill the position being vacated by Ray Cross as president of the University of Wisconsin system, only one finalist now in the process. Kelly, you started to touch on this. What do we know about this one candidate, Jim Johnson, and his tenure in Alaska?
Yeah, I mean, Alaska, like a lot of different states, including Wisconsin, face a host of problems in higher education. They have fewer students enrolling, which means less money. They've also received a lot of budget cuts from the legislature. And last summer, a proposed cut from the governor would have cut like 41% of their state budget. So that sort of sent them into crisis, and the Board of Regents there declared financial exigency, which is this kind of fancy term that basically says, you know, the amount of money that is on the table to be cut, you know, threatens our, you know, future institution, like its ability to operate. So they've had a lot of financial crises. Dr. Johnson proposed a lot of pretty substantial reforms, like consolidating all the campuses into one university, restructuring it, but that was not approved. So, people that I've spoken to there say that he has a vision to respond to these, but a lot of times that vision is not always inclusive, according to the faculty there.
Now, turning to faculty and staff here, there's this petition calling on the UW system to start the search over. What's behind that? What are they saying?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things with that petition. The first major concern that a lot of people had, even before Jim Johnson's name entered this conversation, was, you know, the search committee that's been looking for the next president didn't include any faculty or staff, and it included one student who also serves on the board. In previous searches, the committee was much larger, and it included faculty and staff who could provide input. So they feel pretty shut out of the process, and So they're calling it a failed search, and they say it needs to be restarted. And then the fact that only one finalist was named, and it's a person who they see as having a troublesome record of leadership in Alaska, those also add to their concerns.
Has there been any official response to that idea of reopening the search?
The search committee chairman, Michael Grebe, he addressed why the committee named one finalist. He said, you know, that Dr. Johnson was the committee's top choice from pretty early on in the process. And when all of the other finalists backed out of being publicly named because, you know, they wanted to be able to respond to the coronavirus crisis on their own campuses, they considered adding a semi-finalist's name into the mix, but they thought that would be unfair to that particular applicant, and it was also disingenuously designed to create a perception that there's multiple finalists when they had already agreed that they liked Dr. Johnson. So, and they have considered like restarting the search, but he said that doing this would delay a hiring timeline by at least 6 months. And to do that at a time when campuses are desperately in need of leadership through the coronavirus, he says that they weren't for that. So in the end, they decided to just name Dr. Johnson as the sole finalist.
So what are the next steps then in this process?
Yeah, so the search committee will make their recommendation to the full Board of Regents, and then from there, the full board will vote on whether to hire Dr. Johnson. And then presumably if the vote goes his way, he will begin in the next couple of weeks or months.
Let's talk a little bit about, what's at stake. This is a big job. The UW system involves a lot of campuses, a lot of people, a lot of economic activity attached to it. Can you talk about, the enormity of this job that they're trying to fill?
Yeah, so the UW system, there's 26 campuses, more than 170,000 students, nearly 40,000 employees. The president's main job is sort of overseeing the chancellors, as well as advocating for the system and for state money. and federal funding. It's a really big job. It's a really important search. And I'm sorry. I don't know what else
to say.
That's okay.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll watch to see what happens. Kelly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thanks.
That's Kelly Meyerhofer, higher education reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. She joined us today to update us on the search for a new UW system president. Well, are you watching this? Is this something that affects your life? If you're a student, you work at the UW system, you have a student there, or you're just an interested observer in what goes on at this big higher education institution here in Wisconsin. Love to know what you think about all this, the idea of reopening the search, what you've heard about this candidate so far. You can follow news stories about it, of course, at WPR.org/news, and you can let us know what you think. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR. You can send us an email, ideas@WPR.org, or head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page and comment on the news stories you see over there on the issue.